This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we focused our attention on leadership in the church, based on 1 Peter 5. Now let's apply what Peter says about followership in the church. The first thing to remember is that if you have trusted in Jesus Christ, you are a member of God's flock. Good leaders know this and don't try to make you a member of their flock. Followership involves learning from others who have experienced God's enabling grace, been trained in the faith, and exemplify maturity in their lives. It involves doing what Paul encouraged in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Followership does not mean that we should rely on leaders to do for us what is required of us. With humble hearts, learn from leaders how to cope in a hostile, ambiguous, and ambivalent society. Cast your anxiety on God, who cares for you. Then, knowing God is with you and working in and through you, be self-controlled and alert. Resist the devil who is out to devour you and stand firm in the faith. Learn what you can about fellow believers who are facing challenges similar to yours. Pray for them, and when possible, ask them to pray for you. Don't let suffering get your focus off of Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who suffered and died for you. God will use your suffering to restore and refresh you. Trust Him to make you strong, firm, and steadfast by His power and grace. Remember, the God of all grace called you to His eternal glory in Christ. He won't fail you.